These retooling loans, they are bringing jobs back from Mexico.
The cut to the program was to offset the cost of emergency relief in states recently damaged by natural disasters. More news after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Matt Esch from Esch Landscaping. In the landscaping business, things move fast. After all, there is only a short window during the course of a year for us to sell our products and get all of our landscaping work done. I need a bank that can keep up. That's why I trust Thumb National Bank. On any given day, our work schedule can take us to many areas of the Thumb as well as the Bay City area. So it's helpful to know that Thumb National Bank has conveniently located offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City. So no matter where our work takes us, I can take comfort in the fact that there is always a Thumb National Bank located close by with the financial help and support I need to stay on top of this hectic business. Thumb National is the bank for us at Esch Landscaping. Maybe it should be yours too.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
WLEW, an 18-year-old woman convicted of murdering her father and trying to kill her mother in a knife attack at their Michigan home, has been sentenced to life in prison along with two young men convicted in the case. Tia Skinner and 19-year-olds Jonathan Kurtz and James Preston were sentenced Friday in St. Clair County Circuit Court in Port Huron. They were earlier convicted of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy to commit murder. The conviction came with mandatory life in prison without parole. Paul Skinner was stabbed to death and Mara Skinner was seriously wounded in the November attack at the family's home in Yale. Prosecutors say Tia Skinner was angry at her parents for forbidding her from seeing Kurtz and confiscating her cell phone. The last of five young suspects in the Christmas Day vandalism at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth has been sentenced in the case. A Saginaw County judge on Thursday sentenced 21-year-old Nicholas Bright to 100 days in jail and 3 years of probation for malicious destruction of personal property worth more than $1,000 but less than $20,000. He pleaded guilty last month in a deal with prosecutors. The Saginaw News reports Bright also was sentenced to 150 hours of community service, $2,000 in fines and court costs, and more than $3,600 in restitution. The five vandals were ages 17 to 21 and from Genesee County's Genesee Township. The Christmas morning attack on the iconic Michigan tourist attraction damaged dozens of figurines.
At Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, when they say complete service department or full line service department, they mean more than just oil changes, brakes, tires, and struts. Their experienced certified technicians regularly tackle the hard jobs like electronic problems and electrical malfunctions, heavy engine transmission and driveline repairs. In other words, the front and back bumpers and everything in between. And they provide free pickup and delivery service and free loaners for most major repair jobs. Complete service for everyone from the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. When your car is not running right, why should you have to guess what's wrong to figure out where to get it fixed? Avoid all that aggravation. Take it to the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. You heard right, complete service. So if the trouble is between the front and back bumpers, they can fix it. Loaner cars based on availability or free local pickup and delivery are available from the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe.
WLEW, the following are the closing bids for Friday, September 16th from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat 643 down 8, red wheat 623 down 8, corn 642 down 9, soybeans 1260 down 3, oats 225, and for navy beans and black beans, call the elevator. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net.
Clear skies at times tonight. We've got some low cloud cover that starts the night, and at times a bit of high cloudiness passing by through the night. But this should all give way to plenty of sun with very little cloud cover at all during the day on Saturday. Frost looks like it's not going to be a widespread issue through the night. Not out of the question to see some sheltered areas well away from Lake Huron drop into the lower 30s, but most of us will be mid to upper 30s, just above the frost threshold. And light winds will facilitate us falling well into the 30s, though, just about everywhere. We've got the sunshine for tomorrow, a chilly start, but a nice afternoon. Not a particularly warm day, but not a bad one, with a high 60 to 65, light east to southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear sky, lower 40s, still a few upper 30s possible. And for Sunday, another mostly sunny day, high reaching 65 to 70, southeasterly winds at 10 to 15. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Cass City. You can hear the Cass City Marching Band in the background here. As we're about 13 minutes away from kickoff, Ron.
This is our pregame show. We kind of did our first segment. Now our second segment. First segment, we took care of about kick, but we forgot to say, you know, if you want to deliver, it's okay. We'll lead it one way or another.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but the second part of the segment, we want to deal. My man is still in the Michigan State green. I need, folks, you need to keep those cards, letters, and phone calls going to Ralph Iden. And just let him know that he should get some polo shirts with WLEW Sports so they know who we are. Clark, you know, and fans out there, if we have any fans out there, I don't know.
That's a good question. We just speak to the masses here.
Yes, yes. And if you're 10 miles in, from this Cat City, come on in. The game is still ready to start. I'm sure you can catch some fish on the way.
That's right, fish fry out there.
Fish fry over at the KFC hall there as we zip by. And I could, all I could do was smell the aroma, folks. But we're ready for the second part, and where do we want to go there, Clark?
Well, we're going to take a look at the standings as of thus far. We have, in the West, we have Vassar at 2-0 and USA at 2-0 atop the West in the GTC. And then Reese and Cass City, both 1-0 in league play. And then Bad Axe, Bay City All Saints, and Lakers, both all at 0-2. In the GTC East, we have Marlette standing atop at 2-0, and then Sandusky at 1-1, as well as Ubley. Brown City and Harbor Beach have neither played a league game yet, and Mayville is 0-2. In the NCTL, we have Deckerville at 2-0, Memphis at 1-0, North Huron not playing a league game yet, and then Peck at 0-1, and Kingston at 0-2. So, having said that, let's look into tonight's game, Ron.
Well, first I talked to the Cass City coach tonight, the home coach. They play a tight formation. That means their tight ends are going to be in. They're going to use a T formation, I formation, and the wing T. And then he said they may spread it if they need to, but normally folks out there listening, everybody's going to be in tight, and the T is going to be behind. And guess what? They mirror what USA did, and we did them last week, and they run the T formation, they run the wing T out of the T formation, and the dive formation. They're very successful against Lakers last week.
So very similar offenses on both sides of the ball. It's time for a quick break. You're tuned to WLIW, your home for high school sports.
Celebrate your September with Samsung. Thumb Cellular is giving you incredible savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn Flip Phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android Smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android Marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android Smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android Marketplace with thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll too know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of